SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Kurdish writer and journalist Behruz Wulchani, who has been detained by the Australian government for over 6 years on Manus Island. And despite all the hardship of living under those circumstances, he has proven that he is unstoppable in achieving the near impossible. To be the voice of those asylum seekers on Manus as well as Nauru. In addition to constant reporting and journalistic work, Behruz has co-directed a documentary, Choker, Please Tell Us the Time, and more recently published a book called No Friends But the Mountains, writing from Manus Island, all via his mobile phone. Since then, he's been awarded a number of top literary awards. Now, Behruz Wulchani has been appointed as a visiting professor at the School of Law at Birkbeck University of London. With us today, Mr. Behruz Wulchani, we welcome you to SBS Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Congratulations on your appointment and your latest achievement. Can you tell us how did this come about?
I think first I should mention that, you know, over the past 6 years, I have been writing about this exile policy to expose what the Australian government has done on Manus Island and Nauru. But the first, actually, people that I was targeting was Australian people, Australian public, to become aware that what is happening. But the second thing is that always I try to write my work in a way that the researchers and academics and people in the university is engage with my work. And I think it's very important. So right now that I am talking with you, you know, I am working with many researchers in the universities across the globe, not only in Australia. So the first time people make contact with me and they engage with my works, and then so they went to process, and so they did it. They did it. So we reached to this place. So that now I'm the visiting professor in that
so
university.
Your work will be unfortunately still only online. You won't be able to actually visit the university in London. But can you tell us what plans are for the work that you'll be sharing with students?
Yeah, you know, so far I have attended many conferences and even classes in the university. So sometimes I attend the classes and speak with the students directly. And so I do all of this via Skype,
yeah,
and or on the phone. So when the internet is very slow, so I do it on the phone. And when the internet allows us, I do it via Skype. So I will continue to work in the universities because I believe that right now, you know, after 6 years, it's very important that we transform this experience and this story to the young generation. So it's very important, and I'm happy to work with the students, to work with the young generation, and I think it's like a mission, and, you know, it is our way, you know, it is our way that we work and produce more work and do research, because what I understand is that, you know, this exile policy is not simple, and we should try to, you know, transform this to the young generation. It's very important. So now I'm working, and, you know, almost every day or every week, yeah, we have some events in the university. So far, I think we had more than 100 events only over the past 6 months. And most of them were in the universities. And we have many, you know, just a few days ago, we had an event in Denmark. Next 2 weeks, we will have 5 events in the 5 universities in Canada. And after that, we will have in Sweden. So everywhere, just we have this program and this event. But what is important is that this position creates opportunity and space that I work with the researchers there, and we do some projects, and definitely as soon as possible that I be able to travel, I will visit the university, and so we will work out what we should do and how to work.
So despite all your hard work and non-stop work like you just mentioned, how does it feel that the Australian policy towards asylum seekers and towards those on Manus Island and Nauru has not changed?
You know, I think it's good that I mentioned this, that they transferred everyone to Port Moresby. So now I am speaking with you from Port Moresby. So they transferred me just a few days ago. So I'm here. So Manus prison camp does not exist anymore. So 60% of people already released. So of course we had some achievement. But also the number of people in Nauru are, I think they are less than 250. So they were more than 1,200 people and now they are 250. So of course we have created some change and we have some achievement, but I think we should continue. So the civil society should continue to fight to get freedom for everyone. So, but unfortunately, we should never forget that, you know, we are struggling against a racist government. We are struggling against a cruel government that doesn't believe in, morality. It is my understanding, and I believe in that the Australian government is establish a dictatorship system towards the refugees, and that's why of course it's really hard to create change in this circumstances. But of course we have had some achievement, and hopefully that we get more and everyone get off of this.
So do you have any answers yourself? We know there was the US deal. Have you been part of that? Have you been interviewed or anything as such?
Yeah, so right now that I'm speaking with you, I have an appointment with American. So I should do my interview. But yeah, this process, it's very slow. It's very slow. They announced this deal 3 years ago and many people finished their process 2 years ago, and but still are waiting to get result. But of course, hundreds of people already went to America. But we should wait to see what will happen and how they transfer. But definitely, many people remain, and that is the main concern.
And what is the approximate number of those who are still on Manus, well, in Port Moresby now, in PNG altogether?
Yeah, I think we are 320 or 330 people at all in PNG. And I think about 80 people already accepted by America. And so about 30 people are waiting to get results, and others were rejected by America. And also we have among these 320 people, 52 people are in prison, in a real prison, in Bomana prison in Port Moresby. So they're keeping them there, and they have for more than a month, and they have deprived them to have access to phone so they cannot call their families. And they have deprived them to have access to, some basic thing like cigarettes and medication. So that is the big problem right now in Port Moresby. And everyone are very concerned about these people, 52 people.
So what were the reasons? Is it clear why?
Yeah, they say that these people are not refugee and they rejected them, but the whole process was very unfair, and they processed them in a very unfair way. And also more than 20 people, they didn't process more than 20 people at all. So how do they know that they are not refugee? So they didn't process them, just they gave them negative refugee status, which means that they are not refugee. But of course, they should give them this chance and process them. The whole situation is this.
Kurdish writer and journalist Behruz Buchani, we thank you so much for your time and congratulations once again for your latest achievement.
Yeah, thank you very much.
لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردین.